Hollywood icons. Marilyn, Oscar, Darth Vader, Arnie, our pick of people, places, and objects that symbolize Hollywood.
The Blonde Bombshell, Marilyn Monroe. Hollywood loves blondes. From the start, they had an advantage in movies because blonde hair filmed best at a time when lighting was less powerful. That's why from Jean Harlow and Mae West in the 1920s and 30s to Scarlett Johansson and Margot Robbie today, there's always a blonde, natural or not, at the top of the star pyramid. Indeed, changing hair colour has been the making of many actors, including the most famous blonde bombshell of them all, Marilyn Monroe. More than 60 years after her death, she is still the most iconic of all Hollywood stars. Over 4,000 books have been written about her, revealing her abusive childhood, analysing the questions around her death, and debating the difference between the real woman and the dumb blonde she was forced to play in classic comedies like Some Like It Hot and The 7-Year Itch.
The Golden Award, the Oscar statuette. Probably the most famous trophy in the world, the Oscar statuette is thought to be based on a real man, a Mexican named Emilio Fernandez. He was working as an extra in Hollywood when the first Academy Awards were being organized in 1929. Fernandez's athletic physique made him seem like a good model for the statuette. Cast in solid bronze and then covered with gold, the statuette is 34 centimeters tall and weighs about 4 kilos, perfect as a doorstop in your luxury Hollywood mansion. Fernandez, incidentally, moved back to Mexico and later became a famous actor and director, whose film Maria Candelaria won the prize for Best Film at Cannes in 1946.
The Cowboy, John Wayne. As American settlers went west in the 19th century, an emblematic hero figure was created, the cowboy. He was the symbol of freedom and the courage and self-reliance needed to forge a new nation in an untamed land. He was a masculine role model for American boys, like the knights of Arthurian tales had been for children in Europe. Not surprisingly, Hollywood cowboy stories were far from the reality. The earliest cowboys were black men, for example, but you never saw a black cowboy in the movies. Alongside classics such as High Noon and The Magnificent Seven, the genre produced many featuring one actor, John Wayne. In classic after classic, The Searchers, Stagecoach, Rio Bravo, and more, Wayne played the iconic American male. He said, "I define manhood simply. Men should be tough, fair, and courageous, never petty, never looking for a fight, but never backing down from one either."
The Provocateur, Quentin Tarantino. The most influential director of the modern era, writer-director Tarantino changed the way characters talk in movies and the way violence is used. He has as many detractors as fans, but he's one of the few American directors working today whose film style you can recognize after just watching for a few minutes. His breakthrough movie, 1994's Pulp Fiction, combined non-linear storytelling, pop culture irony, and criminals in the roles of heroes. All of that has been much copied since, while Tarantino has moved on to new territory with alternate history action movies such as Inglourious Basterds and Django Unchained. None of it has anything to do with the real world, but that's the Hollywood way.
The villain, Darth Vader. Did Star Wars become the most successful film of all time and create an entire industry of film, TV, video games, merchandising, and books because the original movie had a great hero or script? No. Star Wars' success was due to a villain so great that no one actor could play him. They needed a big guy for the suit, David Prowse, and an actor with a baritone boom for the voice, James Earl Jones. And even with both of those, the real icon is the suit itself, a mix of Japanese samurai and Nazi stormtrooper. More recent films have tried to make Vader less villainous with his difficult childhood or dying redemption. But nobody really wants any of that. We just want him to be a scary bad guy with asthma.
Celebrity handprints. The Chinese Theater. This used to be called Grauman's Chinese Theater after the man who built it in 1927, Sid Grauman. At the time, it was an exotic movie theater on Hollywood Boulevard, filled with decor imported from China. It would probably not have survived to the present day without another famous element, the hand and footprints of movie stars in the cement in front of the theater. This started as an accident when silent movie star Norma Talmadge accidentally stepped onto the wet cement. That gave Grauman the idea of asking stars to do it on purpose, starting a Hollywood tradition. These days, it's called the TCL Chinese Theater after the new owners, who are, in fact, Chinese.
The action heroine, Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie wasn't cinema's first action heroine. That would be Sigourney Weaver's Ripley in Alien. But Ripley was originally male. Director Ridley Scott just changed the role's sex without modifying the script. It's not until Angelina Jolie appeared as Lara Croft in Tomb Raider and her subsequent action movies, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Wanted, Salt, that audiences realised a woman could do action just as well, if not better, than a man. She opened the way for a flood of female-led action movies that is still very much in flow today. Recent examples including Mad Max, Fury Road, and this year's Furiosa.
The Idealist, Frank Capra. Few people did more to influence how Americans viewed their nation than the director of feel-good classics like It's a Wonderful Life, 1946, and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, 1939. Capra, a Sicilian emigre, presented America as it would like to be, a place where idealism triumphs and justice prevails against the odds. His films created the idea of small-town America being the repository of goodness versus the evils of the big city. It's an idea that persists in the American psyche today and is regularly exploited in political debates. A Christmas ritual for many U.S. families is watching It's a Wonderful Life, in which an angel shows a man on the verge of suicide how his life has improved the world in little ways. Capra's America probably never existed, but it's a wonderful country to visit.
The Visionary, Steven Spielberg. Culturally, we live in the world of Steven Spielberg. A string of smash hit movies in the 1970s and 80s, Jaws, E.T., The Extraterrestrial, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jurassic Park, created what is known as blockbuster cinema, high on adrenaline and effects-fueled action. Spielberg took science fiction from the geeky edges of society and made it the dominant genre of the modern era. He also, in later years, made some excellent serious films, Lincoln, Schindler's List, Bridge of Spies, but his massive cultural impact will always come with popcorn.
The Master of Suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. Do you like movies with action and suspense? The kind of film where the hero, an ordinary man, gets accidentally pulled into an adventure where he doesn't know who to trust? And the story has numerous twists and turns? There's a word in English for those kinds of films. Hitchcockian. Known as the master of suspense during his long career of more than 50 movies, Hitchcock perfected the art of the psychological thriller. Some are dark, Psycho, Vertigo, Dial M for Murder. Others are pure entertainment, North by Northwest, To Catch a Thief, but none are ever boring.
The tourist attraction, Hollywood Walk of Fame. Ironically, for a city where everyone drives everywhere, one of LA's biggest tourist attractions is a sidewalk on Hollywood Boulevard. Since the mid-1950s, a total of 2,777 people have received stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Not all are movie stars, as the walk also celebrates TV actors, singers, directors, and even athletes. Finding famous ones among many long-forgotten names isn't always easy, but there's a certain logic to their locations. The biggest names tend to be outside two historic cinemas, the Chinese Theatre and the Dolby Theatre, the Oscar ceremony venue. Sometimes stars ask for a specific location. Bond actor Daniel Craig's star, for instance, is at 7007 Hollywood Boulevard.
The Muscle Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger. These days, most leading actors, especially those in action movies, are obliged to have an abdomen like a Lego brick. But it wasn't always like that. The turning point was the 1982 debut of Austrian bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger as Conan the Barbarian. A 7-time Mr. Olympia, Arnie was a colossus whose thick German accent was secondary to the acting powers of his biceps. Soon, other actors felt obliged to compete, in particular, Sylvester Stallone, who went from being muscular in Rocky and First Blood to being a bulging veined bag of steroids in their sequels. More actors followed, and a new male aesthetic began to conquer society.
The Charmer, Cary Grant. A Hollywood star for decades, Cary Grant was a great comedian, The Philadelphia Story, Indiscreet, who also played straight roles in thrillers such as Notorious and Suspicion. But in all of them, he essentially played one role, the actor Cary Grant. Because Cary Grant was his own invention, a role he played all his life. He'd been born in poverty in England as Archibald Leach, later escaping to America with a touring theatre troupe. Once there, Leach invented a new persona for himself. He embodied a perfect man, elegant, witty, and charming. Many have tried to copy him, but none will ever match the original. As he once said, "Everyone wants to be Cary Grant. Even I want to be Cary Grant."
The style icon, Audrey Hepburn. Possibly nobody has ever become an icon as rapidly and completely as Audrey Hepburn. In her debut role as a runaway Scandinavian princess in Roman Holiday, she won an Oscar, a Golden Globe, and a BAFTA, British Academy of Film and Television Arts, award. Her unique beauty, charm, and style were all on display. Other great movies and awards would follow, particularly for the romantic comedies Sabrina and Breakfast at Tiffany's, but she'd already become bigger than the films themselves. Her gaming looks were radically different for the 1950s, which, combined with her impeccable dress sense, made her as much of a fashion icon as a movie star. Nobody can carry off a little black dress like Audrey Hepburn.
The Landmark, Hollywood Sign. Originally, the famous Hollywood sign on the hills above Los Angeles had no connection to the film industry. It was built in 1923 to promote a new housing development in the area, and initially it read Hollywood Land. The 15-meter-high letters were only meant to stay for 18 months, but as Hollywood's cinematic fame exploded, the sign came to be associated with the glamour of the movies. Eventually, after 25 years, the association was so total that the city removed the last four letters. Today's sign isn't the original wooden one. That one slowly fell to pieces until by the 1970s it read Hollywood.
The Rebel, Marlon Brando. You could say that sex first arrived in the cinema in 1951 with Marlon Brando's performance in Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire. Compared to the raw force of Brando's sexuality, everything in movies up until then suddenly seemed a little too polite. Indeed, there's a before Brando and an after Brando in almost all aspects of cinema. Before Brando, movie stars had distinct personas that they brought to every film, and that's all anyone asked of them. But Brando put body and soul into each role, becoming the part. Watch his Oscar-winning role as an elderly mafia don in The Godfather when he was only 47. Since he arrived, Brando-style acting has become the norm for movies, but Brando's genius is unique.